This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One person involved in a car accident with a Grand Junction High School wrestling team has died. 18-year-old Julio Vasquez Gonzalez was a passenger in the SUV that struck the team bus 2 weeks ago. 16 people suffered various injuries in both vehicles from the crash, according to Lakewood Police. The driver of the SUV was 22-year-old Andrew Logan Miller. He was arrested and charged with multiple counts of reckless driving, child abuse, and speeding more than 40 miles per hour above the limit. President Donald Trump reportedly plans to ease federal restrictions on marijuana. Trump is expected to reclassify marijuana as a Schedule 3 drug, such as Tylenol with codeine or ketamine. Democratic Representative Jason Crow has been pushing for the VA to allow veterans to use cannabis as an alternative to opioids. He says a lot will depend on how it is reclassified.
I am generally in favor of allowing more access to cannabis and doing it in a controlled, regulated, responsible way.
Marijuana is currently a Schedule 1 drug, a category that includes heroin and LSD. During the Biden administration, health officials recommended reclassifying cannabis to a Schedule 3 drug. Sports and sporting events generate up to $280 million annually for Colorado Springs. That's according to the first Pikes Peak Sports Economy report released last week. That $280 million comes from the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and its athletes to the city's three colleges, as well as professional teams like the Switchbacks Soccer Club. This is CPR News.